I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. An extreme shortage of cornmeal in Zambia has Teen Missions International on alert. The shortage is widespread because of poor crop yields and previous harvests. It's forcing many to eat leaves just to stay alive. Unfortunately, the food shortage has also hit Teen Missions AIDS orphan program, says Bob Bland. He adds that this type of ministry earns respect of the people, which is good for evangelism.
It's a matter of earning the right to be heard. And when you've been there, when they are starving to death and you've brought food, and then you want to show the Jesus film and you want to share the gospel, they're very open to you because you're the ones that helped them.
Next, crime is on the rise in the Gulf Coast region of the United States, hit hard by Hurricane Katrina. Construction scams, assaults, and drug and alcohol crimes are becoming more frequent. However, Christians continue helping in these areas. World Hope's Debbie Hoover says working through the local church has been a great strategy.
Many people come to the church seeking help and seeking counseling, so we've been able to facilitate that a lot. Many people have received Christ just through the work of the volunteers. It's taking the word and the deed together, and then you see miracles in people's lives. Changed hearts, changed lives, changed circumstances.
And the lack of training proves to be a challenge to thousands of pastors in a Muslim-majority nation unnamed for security reasons. In response, Back to the Bible plans to open a training center in a major city in this country. The goal of the center is to instruct 100 pastors in Bible study, sermon preparation, radio broadcasting techniques, basic leadership and management skills, and Christian counseling. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.